Now, you may well think that Brunswick Street is in Fitzroy, but it has Carlton royalty located in it. The City of Yarra is investigating closing Brunswick Street to traffic. Not just a little bit of it, but, you know, all the famous bit. Victoria Parade down to Alexandra Avenue. Expanding space for pedestrian and traders. It appears some traders are in favour of it and some are not. Mill Hannah is the owner of the Fitz Cafe on Brunswick Street and has been for about 400 years. Mill, good morning to you.
Morning, Ross. How are you, mate?
Very well. Thank you. They're looking at ways of improving Brunswick Street. Does Brunswick Street need improving?
I think it's just going through a bit of a transition at the moment with the, with the increased competition from, suburban strips and certainly other areas. There was a time where Brunswick Street had a mortgage on, breakfast trade, 20 years ago when I first bought the business. But now, if you live in areas like Thornbury and Preston and Reservoir, everyone's got their own local cafe. So, there's got to be ways where, traders can, survive here.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Like Northcote and Thornbury and Preston and Coburg and Brunswick have become increasingly groovy. It's impacted on Brunswick Street.
Well, it has. As I said, I bought this business 23 years ago and, if you wanted a breakfast in Melbourne, cooked breakfast with a nice coffee, well, the only places you could go would be Brunswick Street or St Kilda or maybe Chapel Street. Now, every single suburb's got a strip of shops and they do reasonable coffee and reasonable breakfast. So, we've got to reinvent ourselves and make sure that, Brunswick Street can, stay relevant.
Is traffic a problem in Brunswick Street?
Oh, look, I wouldn't say it's a problem. Certainly, during peak hour, everywhere is a problem. There's a few issues between the interaction between, cyclists and motorists and stuff like that. But generally, I find that it's
pretty
okay.
Good. But Burnzo and I were saying earlier this morning, the one distinguishing feature we think of when we think of Brunswick Street is there are not many cars.
Yeah, look, I think there is a period there in the morning where there's a few cars, but honestly, compared to other areas, it's actually not as bad as people think, Like, if you sort of... I was just outside then, and there was a car going by every minute, which is, it wasn't bumper to bumper at all, and this is sort of peak hour, so it's actually not that much of a problem, because I think people realise that, well, just avoid Brunswick Street, so eventually no one goes down there and it's quiet.
So if it's thrown up, because there's the bloke from Babka, he's against it, but the bloke from the Black Cat, he's in favour of it. So if you've got the casting vote, Mill Hannah from the Fitz Cafe, how would you vote?
Oh, right at this point in time, I'd be against it, because, I think there's been some studies done around other parts of the world where they have done that, and it's been absolutely diabolical for traders. And I certainly know that Swanson Street has been probably successful, but Swanson Street's not a great example because, that's sort of bookended by Swanson Street and the other train station at the other end with RMIT.
And it doesn't have trams.
Exactly right. So it's sort of, I think at the moment, the transport system coming into Brunswick Street at the moment is not efficient enough and good enough, I believe, where you could actually close the street down the traffic. It would be detrimental.
Mill, lovely to chat with you, and folks can get down to the Fitz for a nice hot breakfast and some coffee. Good on you, Mill Hannah, owner of the Fitz Cafe on Brunswick Street.